This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Minocqua Winter Park is inviting the public to learn more about the fish that inhabit northern Wisconsin lakes during the next event in its Walk on the Wild Side series. The free program called Just Below the Surface, The Secret Lives of Northern Wisconsin's Most Popular Fishes, will take place Sunday, June 28th at 1 p.m. at the Minocqua Winter Park Chalet. The presentation will be led by Stephanie Shaw, a Northern Lakes fishery scientist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Shaw will discuss fish life cycles, seasonal behavior, habitat use, and reproduction, while also explaining how researchers track fish populations and monitor fish health across the region. Organizers say the program is designed to help participants better understand the fish species found in Northwoods waters and the science behind fisheries management. Registration is free and available through Minocqua Winter Park's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to learn more about invasive species during Invasive Species Awareness Week, taking place June 20th and 21st. More than 30 events are planned across the state, including guided hikes, educational programs, volunteer work days, and invasive species removal projects. They say the goal is to help people understand how invasive species affect Wisconsin's forests, waterways, and wildlife while providing opportunities to take action locally. Invasive species are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that can harm the environment, economy, or human health. The DNR says they can spread through mud, seeds, and other materials carried on clothing, equipment, and even pets. Volunteers attending outdoor events are encouraged to wear gloves and sturdy footwear and bring water and sunscreen. A complete list of events is available through the DNR's Invasive Species Events and Volunteer webpage or by searching the DNR events calendar for Invasive Species Awareness Weekend. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. A new report is suggesting use of force by Madison police led to a man's death in 2024. The department's interim independent police monitor released findings from the encounter this week after the man's mother had filed a complaint. The report found 32-year-old Richard Johnson's death was caused by, quote, restraint, cardiac arrest, and not an overdose of drugs as reported by the medical examiner. The report noted details being left out of the police report by officers who were involved with the in-custody death. Three men connected to Donald Trump's 2020 campaign are now pleading not guilty in the Wisconsin fake elector case. Attorney Jim Troupas, along with Kenneth Cheesebro and Michael Roman, entered those pleas yesterday to 11 felony counts. The judge also laid out the timetable for motions that could shift the trial out of Dane County and challenge one of the charges. Fewer students but more staff could mean higher costs for Wisconsin schools and possibly more local referendums. A Wisconsin State Journal report shows statewide student enrollment is down more than 9%, while overall staffing is up about 7%. Much of that growth is in support roles like aides and paraprofessionals. That's said to be driven by rising mental health needs, more students with disabilities, and more English learners. Analysts say the trend could put pressure on school budgets as enrollment keeps falling. More support is on the way for Wisconsin's meat processors with new state grants aimed at helping local businesses grow and modernize. The Department of Agriculture says 18 processors will share $700,000 through the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. The funding will help companies upgrade equipment, expand facilities, and increase production. State leaders say the goal is to strengthen the food supply chain and support farmers across Wisconsin. Three men connected to Donald Trump's 2020 campaign are now pleading not guilty in the Wisconsin fake elector case. Attorney Jim Troupas, along with Kenneth Cheesebro and Michael Roman, entered those pleas yesterday to 11 felony counts. The judge also laid out the timetable for motions that could shift the trial out of Dane County and challenge one of the charges. Troupas says the county's politics and heavy publicity make a fair trial unlikely, while prosecutors have not agreed with that view. A legal battle over voter information in Wisconsin could move fast as federal officials ask for an expedited appeal. The Justice Department wants access to detailed voter records, saying it's needed to ensure election security. A federal judge previously blocked that request, siding with concerns about privacy and state control. Advocacy groups are also opposing the move. The appeals court is now weighing whether to fast-track the case ahead of the state's primary. A new statewide housing plan aims to make it easier to build affordable homes in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and housing officials say the update boosts tax credit amounts, adjusts funding rules, and encourages projects across more areas. The program helps developers by offering tax breaks in exchange for setting aside units for lower-income renters. Leaders say more than 61,000 units have been built or improved through similar efforts over the years. They say the changes are meant to keep up with rising costs and growing demand. Strawberry season has begun amid another year of challenging weather. Farmers say late spring frosts and recent rainfall threatened crops statewide, with some reporting damage from winter injury and other related issues. Despite the challenges, farms are welcoming customers for strawberry picking and fresh berry sales. Growers are also encouraging residents to support local farms as they hope for a harvest season lasting closer to the typical 2 to 3 weeks. And that's your state update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Cooper Pratt makes his debut. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, 21-year-old Cooper Pratt got his first start last night at shortstop as the Brewers beat the Guardians 2-1 at AmFam Field. He made contact but went 0-3. Made a couple of plays in the field. I asked him, what was his first game in the big leagues like?
It was exciting. I mean, obviously, I didn't get my first knock or anything like that, but we won. Vibes were fantastic. Heart was rushing the first at bat and the first time I ran out there, but it was surreal. And then especially when McGill came in and all the lights flicked off. That was pretty cool.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gatzer on Pratt.
He's my locker mate in Nashville, so got to know him very well there. And I'm just really excited for him. You know, he's a great player and a great person, so I know he's going to contribute to this team.
NFL in Green Bay, rookie defensive lineman denied Dennis Sutton on what's the Packers defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon like.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of JG. I like his energy when it comes to this. Like, he's purposeful in everything he does.
That's the Packers denied Dennis Sutton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Persistent showers expected today, so grab the umbrella. Highs only in the lower 60s. Showers to taper off during the evening hours tonight, lows in the mid-40s. A pop-up shower or two on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.